We begin the Garden Daf Masechta Shkalim Daf Ches. We begin on the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Daf, which was discussing Maisa Behema. And that, as we spoke about, that there are the theme of this Masechta of Shkalim, that there are three times during the year that they did the Trumas Alishka. One of the opinions, and the other opinions are very similar, that those are the same time periods when we did the Maisa Behema, when you have to take off a tenth of every animal and give that as a matana of Maisa Behema. That is, according to Rabbi Kiva at least, the same time as when we do the Trumas Alishka. On that, the Gemara continues that theme. It says, Tamun Taninin. We learned it within the Mishnah Masechtas Bechairis, on this theme of Maisa Behema. Remeo Emer, he says, Be'echad Be'el, the first of El, is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. That is the beginning of the new year of the tenths of every animal. And that is those that were born before Rosh Hashanah, before the time of the first of El, they cannot go into the same corral to then have each one come out and the tenth one be branded as the tenth animal, which is Kaddish as Maisa Behema, with the other ones which are born from here on, because then you're going to be mixing the new and the old. That is, there's a year when the period ends. Any time that's from that's before the first of El, and that's after Av from different years, and therefore you can't have one, let's say, born in Av with one that's born in El, because El begins a new year of Maisa Behema. And that is, although, as we mentioned in the previous daf, regarding that there's three times in the year when they have the grunas, when they actually go ahead and 15 days before Pesach, and 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot, that they go ahead and then they do the separations, but it has to be all within the same year, from El to again El, but anything from the other year cannot be joined together. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say it's Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say it's not the first of El, but rather the first of Tishrei. And there are those that explain that this is a continuation of the theme of the previous stuff, which we asked, why do they say that although they say by the other ones that the three times of the Prakim are the times of Aleph Nisan, Aleph Sivan, but by Tishrei one, they don't say it's Aleph Tishrei, rather they say it's the 29th of El. So one shot the Gemara gave was because we can't say that it's the first of Tishrei, because you can't actually do Maisa Behem on the first of Tishrei. Those that want to say that this is a second reason for why they don't say it's Aleph Tishrei, rather it's the 29th of El, because Aleph Tishrei, we don't want to confuse the new and the old, therefore we say that Aleph Tishrei is the beginning of the new year, you can't have anything from beforehand, so the last one is the 29th of El, but anything after that begins a new year, which is on the 1st of Tishrei, not like Meir, who says it's the 1st of El. Ben Nazayim, in the third opinion, he says, Haluliyim, those from El, those which are born in the month of El, Mis'asim b'fnei atzmam. They have their own truma that's taken off of them, although there are those from the whole year that we said, although we do it three different times during the year, but however, if it's in the same year, then they can be joined together. Those from El cannot be with those which come after them in Tishrei, and they can't be with those that come before them, which is an Av, as the Gemara explains. Amr b'chuna, time of Remeir, what is the reason of Remeir that he says that it's the first of El? So, because Ad Kan, up until El, he mismatzis leilid min hayishanis. Then they're still giving birth those which are from the later ones. And that is those that which became pregnant, the animals that became pregnant from before Nisan, their pregnancies of the animals last for 5 months. And therefore, they give birth up until El. But after that, which begins the new year after Nisan, those are from the new ones, and therefore the cutoff line is the first of El. Because if it's giving birth before the first of El, that means it's from the old ones, from those that were pregnant before Nisan, and then it's going to be the 5 months when it's going to give birth, it's going to be before El. If it's giving birth after the first of El, that means it was pregnant after Nisan, that's already from the new ones, and that's why that's the new year, that's the cutoff line. Rabbi Yisi bar Boin b'shem Rav Chuna, he says, time in the Relaz of Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of the others, those who argue in Remeir, and they say that the cutoff, the new year begins on the first of Tishrei for Maisa Behema. Quoting a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Lav shu karim hatzayin," that the sheep of the flock, they are closed. Elo habachiris, those are the ones that are the early ones, and they became pregnant in Adar, and therefore they give birth in Av. Va'amokim yatvuvar, and those in the valleys are cloaked with fodder. Elo hafelis. That's a reference to the late ones. And that's because they darshan the term of here, of yatfu, of cloaking, from the term of hatufim lelovan, which is the pasuk that says that's the late ones. And that's because they clothe themselves and they refuse to mate with the males only till later in Nisan time. That's a reference to those that are giving birth in El. And on that, the pasuk says, Yisra'au af yishiru, they shout and they sing. Here the drush is, Elu ve'elu nechnosim ledir l'asr, that both of them, that give birth in Av, and those that give birth in El, which is a reference of the two different sukkim, the Bachirim, which are the early ones, those are the ones that give birth in Av. And then you have the later ones, which are the ones that give birth in El. They both come together to have the tenth taken over them because they're darshaning the term Yisra'au of a lashon of Reim, of friends. And Yeshiru, they're darshaning from the term of Yesiru, like the tenth one, the lashon of Meiser. That they become friends to gather together in the corral to have the Meiser taken off from them, which are the ones that give birth in Av and the ones in El. Therefore, you see that the cutoff is later, which is in the first of Tishrei, because Av and El, we see in the Pasuk, that they're given off the Meiser together from them. Now, the third opinion, Omer ben Azai, he says, Hoyel ve'elo en mekach, since they say like this, and that Reb Meir says that the new year begins of the Meiser Meim on the first of El. Ve'elo en mekach, and the other ones say, Reb Elazar and Shimon, they say the new year is the first of Tishrei. Therefore, that was the third opinion that we mentioned. Those of El, since we're not sure, is it from the last year or the new year, so we're going to take off Meiser by themselves. So on that, the Gemara has Haketza. What is the case talking about? Because the Gemara says, Nildu loy, if they gave birth to him, taking out the letter Vez, Hei Ba'av, if he has five animals that were born to him in the month of Av, the Hei Ba'el and five in the month of El, the Hei B'Tishrei and five in the month of Tishrei, so according to Ben Azai, Eimit Starfin, the ones from El do not combine, not with those that were born in Av, because in contrast to them, we can consider the ones in El the new year, and not with those, the five of Tishrei, because in regards to Tishrei, we could say the ones of El, at least from the Suffolk, that they're from the old ones. However, Noiladai, we take out the Vase, Noiladai, Hei B'Tishrei, if five were born in Tishrei, the Hei B'Av, and five were born in Av, in other words, the Av that comes after Tishrei, the end of the year, then Harelim and Starfin, then they do combine. And that is, although there are these grunis in between, which we said at different times in the year, there's the 15 days before Pesach, there's before Shavuos, there's before Sukkot. However, still, since it's in the halachic year of Ma'aseh Behemah, they do combine, which the Gemara in Bavli, they asked, it's pretty obvious, if it's in the same year, why would we think they wouldn't combine? And that the Gemara answers that just like we would think to say, that we say that the years separate and you can't join the years, so too we would think that the grunis separate, since they're three times different during the year, as we mentioned on the previous staff, is when we take off Ma'aseh Behemah. If you didn't, we would think that they wouldn't combine. And that the Chiddush is that no, since it's from the halachic year of Ma'aseh Behemah, that they do combine. And that would be the ramification of Ben Azai's halacha, that it considers El, we don't know which one is from, if it's from the last year or from the new year, and therefore they're separate and we cannot combine them. But if it's from the same year, at least up until El, and from Tishrei going all the way through, then they will combine. Now the Gemara asks on Ben Azai's opinion. So we know that the other two opinions we have, either that it's a svara that we said, that it must have been from the previous year, that's why it's Echad Be'el, that it was pregnant, or from a pasuk that we see that Av and El together, therefore it starts with Tishrei. But Nazai said that it's not clear, and therefore we're going to consider El as a separate thing. Now the Gemara asks, is Ben Azai coming to find some middle ground between his two different students? In other words, Rabbi Ben Azai should have decided between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. And he shouldn't have said that since they say like this, they say like that. What do you mean? They're his students. He could have decided which one he holds is the right one and said, that's the halacha. Why is he coming when his students are saying different opinions? He's saying, you know what? I'm not sure and I can't. They're arguing, so I'm going to say that we have to go and keep both the opinions. Why not? Let him be Machri. He's the Rebbe. That the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Meisha, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. Shekein nechleko leo avas oilam. Truth is because this machlekes was an old machlekes. And on that machlekes, Ben Azai couldn't decide between the great giants of Havalocha that came before him. And that the Gemara says, Man ninu avas oilam. Who are these previous Tamid HaChacham that already argued, not his students? Tan Rabbi Yayna, Kumir Rabbi Yirmi, it's reference to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. And on those words, Rishon Akiva, and that is what Ben Azai says, since they say like this, and they say like that, and I can't be Machriya, so therefore we're going to have to consider El its own thing, and it won't combine, not with Av, and not with Tishrei. Now based on this, the Gemara says, Zeis Emeres, from the terminology that Ben Azai used, that Elo Aymer Kach, and Elo Aymer, which we say it's a reference to Rabbi Kiva and Rishmol, we have to say that Ben Azai, Chavir V'Talmud Hoyed Rabbi Kiva, that on some level, although he was a student, but he was also a colleague of Rabbi Kiva. Because in Tamer Rabbi, if you would say that Rabbi Kiva was purely his Rebbe, and he wasn't some type of an equal with Rabbi Kiva, But then, is Bar Nash Amale Rabbi, would somebody tell his Rabbi, his teacher, Hoyel ve'elu amrkach, since they say like this, ve'elu amrkach, and they say like that? What, he wouldn't say, and Rebbe and my teacher says like this? Must be that he wasn't just his Rebbe, he was also a colleague, and that's what he says, they say, and they say, and therefore I cannot be machria, I have to take somewhere in the middle, and minasafik, to say El is going to be separate. The Gemara says, Reb Avin b'shem Reb Shmuel by Reb Yitzchak, he says, Shamala min hada. You could prove this idea that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavar Reb Akiva, not just a regular student, from the following Mishnah in Baba Basra, where Amale Ben Azai said to Reb Akiva, ala chalukin on mitzvah, we're already bothered by those things that they argue about already. El Shabbos, alachlik aleinu sashavin, you're going to come to differentiate for us those things that everybody agreed already? Now, Zaysa Meres, based on this terminology that Ben Azai said to Reb Akiva, Ben Azai chavav v'tamen havel Reb Akiva, it must be that he wasn't just a student, he was also a colleague. Because in Temer Rabbi, if you would think Reb Akiva was just his Rebbe, is Bar Nash amal Rabbi, would somebody tell his Rebbe, would someone use such terminology, and you're coming to differentiate for us between the things that we already agreed upon? And again, he doesn't say the terminology of Rebbe. Must be that he wasn't just his Rebbe, he was also a chaver, also a colleague. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of Ma'is Behema that we were talking about and from the previous staff. Taman Taninan, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayrus, Kala Nailodin Me'echad B'Tishrei. Whatever animal is born from the first of Tishrei, which is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that they said that the new year of Ma'is Behema begins on the first of Tishrei, Ad Choftes Be'el, until the 29th of El throughout the whole year, Harei L'Mitztarfen, they combine, because it's one halachic year for Ma'is Behema. Chamishu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, whether you have five animals born before Rosh Hashanah, Vehei La'achar Rosh Hashanah, five born after Rosh Hashanah, Ei Mitztarfen, then they do not combine because they're not from the same halachic year. However, if it's five from before the time of when we set up the three times during the year, which were Preis Pesach, Preis Atzeres, and Preis Hachag, which is 15 days before the Yom Tov, and you have the Hela Achagar in a five, which was born after that designated time when you're supposed to take off Ma'is Behema, Harei Elu Mitztarfen, they will still combine. As we mentioned before, since it's in the halachic year, we only said these three periods of during the year that you're not allowed to go ahead and sell the animals when the Isra of Ma'isa Behema, when you have to go ahead and do it or eat it up until that time. However, they do combine, again, if it's at least in the halachic year. Now, the Gemara infers, Amr B'Yesa, Hadoi Meres, from this you can say that Ma'isa Behema, obviously, regarding the halachas of the tenth of every animal, which has a kedusha of Ma'isa for the animals, like Asu Isa, we didn't make it, not like the halachas of the peiros ha'ilan, of the fruits of a tree, which there the criteria for which year it's in depends on chanota. Chanota is when the petals fall off and you start seeing the beginning of the fruit. That's the time of when their meiser is decided on. And that is those that had the chanota from before Tu B'Shvat, their meiser is from the last year. Those which you only had that after Tu B'Shvat are from the new year. Obviously, Ma'isa Behema is not like that, as the Gemara will explain. But like Kishlish, and similarly, it does not have a halacha of a third, which is the halacha by grain and by olives, where we base their growth. If it's at least a third of its growth, then that's the criteria if it's from that year or it's going to be from the next year. Obviously, for Ma'isa Behema, we did not say like either one of these, as the Gemara explains. In Tamik Chanet, if you would say the Ma'isa Behema is like Chanata, then listening, then we should have said in the Mishnah that we just quoted from Bechairis, Kol hamu ubarim mi echad b'tishrei ad esrim b'tishrei b'el. Shouldn't have said those that are born from the first of Tishrei until the 20th of El. Should have said those that become pregnant, because the pregnancy of an animal is like the chanata of the fruits in the tree. And therefore, should have said those that are pregnant from the first of Tishrei, which would have excluded those which are pregnant from beforehand. And from the fact that we don't say that, obviously we don't go based on chanata, on when it starts the beginning of the process, which is pregnancy, rather on the birth. So we don't go basa chanata. And in time of kishlish, if you would say that we go after a third of its growth, then listening, we should say, kol haneilodim ad esim v'shnayim be'el. It shouldn't say all those that are born up until the 29th of El are from that year. Rather, it should have said up until those that are born until the 22nd of El. And the reason for that is, what is on the 22nd of El? Because then it's going to be fit to be brought as a carbon on Rosh Hashanah, because you need to have it to be alive for 8 days, together with the 22nd when it was born. that would be the same halacha as a third of the grain and of the olives, which that is what's called their gemar. That's when they're completed, at least for enough for the halachas of Meiser. Now, these that are born on 22nd of El, they would go ahead and be with the Meiser with those that are born on the 1st of Tishrei. Whereas those that are born after the 22nd, which are not fit anymore to be brought as a korban on Rosh Hashanah, they would have to be from the Meiser of the New Year because they're not complete yet because you can't go ahead and bring it as a korban. So from the fact that we said that it goes up until the 29th of El, obviously we don't go buster shlish, we don't go after when it's complete, when it's ready to be used, because it's not ready to be used if it's born on the 28th or the 29th, because you have to wait 8 days and then it won't be done by the time of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it would have to be from the coming year. From the fact that we don't say that, obviously we don't go after shlish. However, Reb Shami B'Shem Reb Bon B'Reb Chia, he says, Kishlish Asu Aisa. He says, no, you could say that we did compare, we did make the halachas of Maisa B'Hema like the halachas of shlish. How so? Reb Shimon, Dami Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Mechus Zman, an animal that is lacking time and that is before its eighth day when it's not ready to be brought as a carbon, is Nechnes Lidir Le'asaser. It does enter the corral to have Maisa taken off from it because he holds that even if it's not fit for it to be brought as a carbon yet, in the case of, like we said, of Mechus Zman, still it enters into the deer, into the corral to have Maisa taken off from it. And therefore, essentially, it is like the case of Shlish, which is when it's completed, even up until the 29th of El, because although it's not fit to be brought as a carbon, he's not bothered by that, for it to be considered completed, because he says that even something that is not completed, it is Mechus Zman, it could go in to have the Maisa taken off from it. So hence, essentially, it is like Shlish, up until the 29th, because even if it's a day old, Reb Shimon holds that's okay. And that, the Gemara says, come Reb Mona im Reb Shammai. So he got up, and regarding to what Reb Shammai had just said, Amalei said to him, At Amrit, and the Gemara says, Hadamilsa, you said this thing? How can you say this? But Tamon Tanina, we learned over there in the Mishnah at Masechtas Bechorah, is Benazi Amrit, Benazi said, and this is the Mishnah in Bechorah that we said early on the top of the Amrit, He said, Benazi said, that the El ones, they have to be separate from the rest. As we explained, because he had to be Machriya, he didn't know if it's from the old or the new, but he said Els are their own. Now, isn't Benazi saying that even those that are born up until the 29th of El, that, because he just says the El, and it sounds like the entire month, that they're going to be on their own. And therefore, essentially, it's the same thing as that Mishnah that we just explained, that we said it doesn't stop at the 22nd of El. In other words, to be from the next year, it won't be from the next year up until the 29th of El, which is we don't see it as the next year yet, which is the same as how you just explained the Mishnah before. You said that if it was like those who say that it's the Shlish, and you want to say it's like Reb Shimon, that is not bothered with the fact that it's Mechus Zman, but if you're saying it's like the case of the Shlish, and therefore, according to those that argue on Reb Shimon, those of the Rabban, that they are bothered with Mechus Zman, would sound like that from the up until the 22nd of El would be good. After that, it would be from the coming year. And if so, Islach Meimir ben Azai k'Reb Shimon? Sounds like what you're trying to say now is, what has to come out according to you, because you're saying that Mishnah in Bechoris, which is what we're going with, says that we are going, everyone agrees, we compared the halachas of Maisa Behemoth to Shlish, which has to be completed and ready. But if you're saying Benazir says up until the 29th of El, it still will not be from the coming year, it will be on its own, it won't be from last year because it's not sure, but it won't be from the coming year, comes out that Benazir is like Reb Shimon, v'loik Rabbanan, and not like the Rabbanan. And that is because the Rabbanan that argued on Reb Shimon, they hold that Mechus Zman does not go into the deer, into the corral. But that's not like what you're saying. Benazir says, according to the Rabbanan, from the 23rd, 24th, 25th, even Benazir should agree that it should be from the coming year, because when is it going to be the Gemar, quote, the Shlish, the same type of categorical halacha that's by Maisa Behema like we have by the grain and by the olives. That's after the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, they're all from the next year, because the Rabbanan hold that Mechus Zman cannot go into the Dir Lehisasa. But if Benazir is saying it's up till the 29th, must be going like Reb Shimon. But how can we say that Benazir is going to be like a Yachar of Reb Shimon and not like the Rabbanan? So therefore, rather, you have to say that everyone agrees that we went after the Leida. and this is the Gemara, like Tevuah, it will be like the Halacha of Shlish, even though it's not fit for that Krava, but not because it's going to be like Reb Shimon. But rather, Kama da'at Amar al Rabbanan, and that is just like you say regarding the Rabbanan, that those that are born from the 22nd of El up until Rosh Hashanah, Manichin l'shana haba, we said that according to the Rabbanan, you have to leave it for the coming year because you can't bring it into the deer, into the corral to take Meister off of it because they hold something that's Mechutz Zman, it's not 8 days old yet. You cannot go into the corral to have Meister taken off of it. So you have to leave it to the coming year. But the Hamas Asim b'nei Shnasa, they would agree, however, that it's Meister, the halachic calendar of which category it's from, although you can't go into the corral yet until it's 8 days old, but it is from those that it's going to have the Meister taken off from those that were born before Rosh Hashanah. Because although it can't go in yet, but that's when it was born, which is up until the 29th of El. Oh, Kenat Amar al de Benazai. That's the same thing you have to say with Benazai. That although he's saying that the Elulim are have their own Meister taken off from themselves, however, Manichin Legarin Haba, you leave it up until the next Garin, which will only be up until Pesach, because he's not sure when is it's starting from El or Tishrei. And if the only garden you're going to have is up until Pesach. However, the Hamas Asin B'nei Elulim, however, whose Maisel will they be from? Although again, from the 23rd to the 29th, which that period is not fit, according to the Chama, we're going like the Chama, not like Reb Shimon. But then how could he say up until the 29th, it won't be from the coming year, but it's only going to be fit afterwards. Yeah, it's going to be fit afterwards. And that's when you can actually technically bring it into the deer. But who's are going to be the companions of that one? It's going to be the ones of the previous year because that's when it was born. And that's the same cheshbon. Like, it answers the question that, yes, we are going with the category of shlish. However, it's not a difficulty that sounds like Benaz is coming out like Reb Shimon because he's not like Reb Shimon. Because just like you have to say like Rabbanan, that it's only fit to do it when it's 8 days old, which is going to be after Rosh Hashanah. But when you actually do it, you're not going to be mixing it with those of the following year. It's going to be from those of the past year, because that's when it was born. That's the same thing you have to say with Benazai, and therefore, up until the 29th of El, although yes, you have to wait, like Drabanan, another 8 days later, which is the next year, but whose is it going to be taken off from with Maisa together? It's going to be from those of the last year. So Amr B'chir says, Zaysa Mez, based on what we just said, and that is the Cheshman, the Gemara just said, from the fact that Drabanan combined all those that are born in the previous year, even though those that are born at the end of the year, they're what's called Mechus Zman, they're not 8 days old yet, and therefore you have to wait. But however, it will be calculated from when it's born. From there you hear that similar halacha, that Yamim Shabachar Mechus Zman Behem, that regarding the days that a Bechar is missing time, which is, it's not fit yet to be brought as a Bechar, but Oilin Lo Techshnasai, however, it's still going to be included from the beginning of that, that the clock is ticking for the to be within the year of the Bechar. And that it, so too by Bechar, we begin counting from the day that it is born, even though it's still not fit yet to be brought, but it will combine for the counting of the year. Amr Mana, Amr B'yayna Abba, says, Shama Laman Hada, you can learn this halacha that we just said, which will apply by Bechar, actually from a pasuk. It says a pasuk in Devarim, Kol HaBechar Sheyevolik B'gaymer, every Bechar that will be born. So it says, Hazachar Takdish, the male, the firstborn, should be sanctified. But Haketzat, what's this case talking about that you have to sanctify the firstborn? But it is naturally born sanctified from the womb of the mother. So what is it saying that it should be sanctified? Rather, it's coming to teach the following halacha. That Mishasli Dasi at Moin Leishana, what does it mean you sanctify it? It means to say that you should begin counting from the day that it's born. Michiya Valid, you start counting its Kedusha, because the year begins from the day that it's born. So though it's not fit to be brought yet as a carbon of Bechar, however, the counting of that has to be within its first year will be counted from the day that it's born. Again, the similar type of cheshbon that we said, that Benazai doesn't have to be like Reb Shimon, because although he's saying up until the 29th, which it won't be fit before Rosh Hashanah, however, although you have to wait 8 days, however, the calculation of which year it's born is actually from the day that it's born. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. This is talking about the truma of the shkalim, which we had been speaking about. So the Mishnah continues in the halacha. So b'sholish kupay shal sholish sholish soin, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that three times during the year is when we take the trumas halishka, which means all the new shkalim that we take, we do it three times a year. So when they do that, they take three boxes, with each box being carrying an amount of three soin, terminus halishka. That's how they take the truma from the lishka, and that is you have all the money there in that one lishka, and with these three different boxes, they take out from all those three different yom tovim, which we said they'll do the three times during the year. And here it's saying that on every yom tov, it would be three boxes, with each box having a holding a weight of a three sign. The kasav alein, and it said on these three boxes, aleph, beis, and gimel. And then we'll explain why they have to be written on them, this aleph, beis, and gimel. Shmuel Aimer, he says, Yivonis kasav alein. It was written actually in Greek, and because that was the language they were accustomed to. And therefore it says, alpha, beta, gamma. It was the Greek of the alphabet. Now, the Mishnah tells us that in the term nichnas, the one that's going to do the Trumas Alishka, he would go into the Lishka and he would take these three boxes of three sign each, and this was three times during the year. The one that did the Truma, that actually took the money out, he didn't go in, loy bepargut chafis, which that means when someone's wearing a long clothing and they would fold up the bottom, which is like a cuffed up hem, that's called pargut chafis. He wouldn't be able to go in with a cuffed up hem. Loy beminil, not with soft leather shoes, v'lo b'sandal, not with hard leather sandals, v'lo b'tfilin, not with tfilin, v'lo b'kameya, not with an amulet. And the reason is, because shemayani, maybe this person will become poor, v'yemer, they're going to say, oh, me'avoin halishkayani, from the sin of the lishka that he stole from the lishka when he was taking the coins, that's why he became poor. Or shemayasha, maybe he's going to become wealthy. V'yemer, they're going to say, oh, me'trumas halishka hasher, he became wealthy because he stole from the trumas halishka. And therefore, since we don't want people to suspect him, he can't go in with anything that he could smuggle out coins. And the reason is, Sha'adam Tzarech Lotzis Yidei Abriyas, a person has to fulfill his obligation in regards to people, Kederech Shu Tzarech Lotzis Yidei Amakim, just like he has to fulfill his obligation to be clean and transparent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, V'yisim Nekiyim Mehashem Umi Yisrael, you should be innocent in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of the Jewish people. Finally, similarly, it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, U'mitzachein b'seichel tov, you should find grace and good understanding b'einei l'kim v'adam, in the eyes of Hashem, of God, and the eyes of people. And therefore, you can't go with anything that people could suspect you. Now, the Gemara says, Taman Teninan. We learned over there in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chavav that mefanin, that one's allowed to clear out a warehouse, some big area, even four or five boxes. Now, it explains over there in Masechta Shabbos, although that's a tircha and it's exertion. However, for Dvar Mitzvah, where it talks about over there, that's allowed. Now, related to our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Reb Zeira Shal es Reb Yeshua. He asked, Kamahu Shi'urin Shal Kupis, what are the sizes, what are the measurements of these boxes that we say you could even take out four or five boxes? So Malaysia said to him, and this is where it comes related to our Mishnah, we continue at Tamid Beis, Nilmad Sasim, let's learn that which is not clear, which is not specific, which are the boxes over there, Masechta Shabbos, where it's explicit, which is the boxes of our Mishnah, which tells us how big the boxes were. The time, like in the Braisa, B'sholish kupais shal sholish sign, that there were three boxes, and each box was three sign. And again, therefore, this is what we learned, that just like over here, the boxes were three sign, that's the size of the boxes that we're talking about in Masechta Shabbos, that even four or five boxes you could clear out for Tzarech Mitzvah on Shabbos. Now, Shehin Tisha Soin, that means that comes out if you took out from these three times during the year, each time had three boxes of three sign. Shehin Tisha Soin, that means each time you took out the Trumas Alishka, there was a total of nine sign. Shehin Esther Mesheva Soin, which is a total of the three times during the year, nine times three is 27 sign. And that is Trumas Alishka, how they did the Trumas Alishka. And that's what's explaining from the three times during the year. It comes out to that total that you have to complete that total, which is with these shkalim are being used to buy the karbanos. And before you complete all these 27 sign, you now go ahead and take the new shkalim, or to go ahead and go back to the shirayim, which is the pinya of Remeir. You have to first complete these 27 sign. Now, as we said before, because of Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And on these three boxes that they used, it said Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Now, the question is, Neymar, Kos, Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why did it say on the boxes Aleph, Beis, and Gimel? On that, the Gemara says, Loimer to tell you, Mistabik min harishayin nekayim lishnia, that you have to use up the first box before you go ahead and move on to the second box. Umen hashnia kayim lishlish, you have to use up the second box, the Beis, before you go ahead to the third box. Similar that to the discussion that we just brought in, that we said, this, that we're going to learn the sus and from the mefurish, where you have a case in Shabbos where it says about boxes, it doesn't say how big it is. We learned it from our Mishnah. So Taman Tanin, and we learned with him in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Naf Ayin Vav, that it says, Hamoitzi Yayin. If someone is transporting, which is the Issa of Haitzah and Shabbos, from taking out from one domain to another domain, so there the Mishnah talks about the different measurements, the shiurim of how big something has to be to be considered a Haitzah, something that's chashav enough, that's considered a Haitzah, that you're taking out something that's worthy of being considered Haitzah. So regarding the share of wine, the Mishnah there tells us, it's kedei mezigas hakais, it's the amount of pouring and having it diluted to have the amount of a cup of wine. Now, Rabbi Zeira Sholas, Rabbi Yeshi asked, kama shiurin shokais, what is that measurement of the cup of wine? We said, you have to get enough wine that, at least in the times of the Gemara, they used to dilute it with water. Now, that much wine that if, when you're going to dilute it, it's going to be the size of a cup. Now, what is that share of the cup that Mishnah was talking about? So he answered him, similar to what we had just before, Nil Mitzasim in the first. Learn out where it didn't specify from where it did specify. The Tanya Rebchila taught, Arba Kaisis Sha'amr, the four cups of wine that we said regarding the Dal Kais on the night of Pesach, Yeshnon Revi'ah Shal Yain B'Talki, it has to be a Revi'ah, which is a quarter of a leg, of Italki wine. Now, Amr Yisi Bar Oven Mishum Reb Yechanan, Jav Yehudi, obviously this, which we said that we can learn out, what is the shear, which is talking about the shear of Revi'ah, so you have to take out enough wine that when you're going to dilute it, which is the amount of 3 to 1, that you're going to have that amount, you're going to have a Revi'ah of Revi'ah, so that when you have the three parts of water to the one part of wine, it's going to come out to a Revi'ah, which is a quarter of a leg, so you're going to take out a quarter of a Revi'ah, which will then be, together with the water, will equal the Revi'ah of the leg. And that the Gemara says now, that must be Rabbi Yehuda, must be this shear that we just mentioned before, which is susim, which we're concluding now. It means to say the enough that it's going to end up being a cup of a revius of a leg. That must be like Rabbi Yehuda. The time, because we learned, mayim, the shear of water to be considered haitzah and Shabbos, is kedei gemiyah, is the amount of a swallow. Rabbi Yehuda, he argues, says kedei loshuv behenes akilur, enough water that you could rub in it the eye salve. That amount of water will make a person liable. That's already considered chashav enough for hitzah. Yayin, the amount of wine, is kedegimiyah, the amount of a swallow. On that, Rabbi Yehuda, he argues, and this is where we see that Rabbi Yehuda is that opinion. Kedei mezigas hakais, the amount of diluting the wine, that then it will be a kais, which is a revius of a loig, so that means a quarter of a revius. Then, when it's going to be diluted, it's going to be a revius of a loig. That we see is Rabbi Yehuda who's saying that opinion of that's how much wine you have to take out, which we finally figured out. What is that susim from Mefurish where it says that it's a revius of Yayin Italki? We see that the shear is a revius. Now, a different halacha directly related to this is Mazik Bekama. How much is considered haitzah for already diluted wine, which is fit for drinking already, not undiluted raw wine? How much is the shear haitzah on that? The Gemara says, Nishmeini min hada. We could learn that out from the halacha we just mentioned. Mayim, we had a machlokes regarding water. Tanakama said, could they give me the amount of a swallow? On that, Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Yehuda says, could they lasher ben the sekilu? It's the amount that it can be rubbed in with the eye salve. On that, we had another machlokes, Yayin, the Tanakama says, for wines, could they give me the amount of a swallow? Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Yehuda says, could they mizigas hakais? The amount of wine that it's going to be diluted, and then it'll be the amount of a cup of wine, which we said it's a revius. So Hada Amr, from there you could conclude that Mazik Kedei Mezigas HaKais, that the amount of an already diluted cup of wine is going to be a revius of wine. That's how much diluted wine is. And that's what the Gemara says in Bavli, in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches, that and the reason of both these halachas is because less than revius is not considered chashiv, it's not considered something that's respectable for drinking, and therefore the shir haitzah is only when it has that shir of revius. Now, when it's undiluted, it's already considered chashav because all you have to do is mix some water with it. So a quarter of a revius is already enough because when you're going to dilute it, it'll end up being the revius. But when it's already diluted with the parts, the three parts of water, how big does it have to be? It has to be a revius of wine for it to be considered haitzah. Now the Gemara asks, kama shi'urin shel kais? Now once we mentioned the dalet kais of Pesach, now the Gemara goes through the sugya of the four cups of wine that we drink on the Seder night. So first the Gemara asks, how big does the cup have to be for have the amount of wine on the Seder night? So Rabbi Oven says, Titartan v'reviyah. Now, Titartan was a measurement which they knew in the times of the Gemara, which that was around the amount of reviyah. So you have a Titartan and a quarter, that's going to be the share of reviyah that you have to have for the Seder night. Now the Gemara says, What's the halacha regarding drinking all the four cups in one shot without stopping between them? You drink it continuous. Is the halacha that you need to stop, that it should be obvious that you're drinking four cups of wine? Because since it correlates to the four different geulos that there are, therefore, yeah, you can't do it one non-stop. Or not, or maybe you could drink it in one shot. So that the Gemara says, that regarding a different halacha, we could resolve the question. He said that Hal, regarding the reciting of the Hal, which we say by Pesach night, on that he said, Im Shaman Bebesa Knesses Yatz, if you already heard the Hal in Shul, then you have fulfilled your Chiv of Hal, and you don't have to say it in your house. Now that comes out, that means there's nothing separating the third cup of wine, which we say by Berach, by benching, and the fourth cup of wine, which we say after Hal, but you're not saying Hal. Therefore it comes out that you're drinking the third and fourth cup, contiguous, one after another. So Hada Amra, so from there you could conclude, Im Shasim Mekerachach Yatzah, obviously if you drink it in one shot, which you have, you don't have a separation between the third and the fourth, so therefore we see that if you need to drink all four together, you'll fulfill your chiv of the Dalet Kaisis. Now the Gemara asks, Ma'u L'shtaisin B'piska? What's the halacha drinking it with many stops? Can you take even in one cup of wine, can you stop and stop and stop and drink it very slowly? And the reason is because since, as the Gemara says in Masechta the Sukkah, that the way a person becomes satiated by drinking wine is only by taking big gulps. And it's not if you drink a long time, many small shots of the wine. Because the only way you become satiated with wine is different than food, which once the stomach fills up, you feel full. By wine, it's different. It's only if you drink it in big gulps. Now, the question was, do we say regarding the kais of bracha, of the dalet kais, since we have to be mechav the mitzvah, so we have to gulp it the way it would create satiation, or not, that it's not a problem, even if you drink it very slowly. So that the Gemara answers, Klum Amru, did they say the chiv of the Dalet Kaisis? Only Sheyishta, that you should drink. And the Gersa takes out the words Loi Kadei Sheyishta and the Vav, Loi Sheyishtaker, but not that a person should become drunk. And that is, as the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Pesachim in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that between the third and the fourth cup of wine that we have in the Dalet Kaisis, one shouldn't drink. Now the Gemara there says why? So you shouldn't become drunk. So that's from the main criteria that we're particular about. However, im shasa bepiskin, but if you drink it slowly, so afhu in the mishtaka, he also doesn't get drunk. And therefore, as long as you're not getting drunk, which is you're drinking in one shot, so then although you're drinking it slowly and it's not going to create sviya, however, that still would be yetz the chiyev of the dalet kaisis. The Gemara continues asking, mahu latzis b'yayin shel shvias? What's the halacha if one could fulfill his chiyev of dalet kaisis with the wine of the shmita year? And that is because the wine of the Shemitah year is forbidden to have hanah from it once it reaches the zman of beer, which is when there is no more left out in the fields. You have to get rid of everything. You have to make it hefker. Now, therefore, you would think since you can't have hanah from it, you can't drink it for the dalet kaisis. Or you could say the halachic concept of mitzvahs lav lahanasnim. The mitzvahs were not given over. When you're having hanah by fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not considered deriving pleasure from it. And this is a mitzvah. And we see that it's a mitzvah because even the poorest person in the Jewish people has to sell everything he has to buy the dalet kaisis. And even women, we were machmer, like an ikar mitzvah. And therefore, maybe since it's a mitzvah, there is no problem about having hanah from it. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem that it's the Shemitah wine. And the Gemara says, Tanya Rav Oshi, actually, he tells us that Yetzim Yain Shuvah, you're right, you can fulfill your chiv of the dalet kaisis with Shemitah wine. And there's no problem of having hanah of Shemitah produce. The Gemara continues asking, Ma'u lotzes bekunditin? What's halacha? Can you fulfill your chiv of dalet kaisis with kunditin? Do we say that it's like yain, like wine? Because it's a little bit different because it has besam, has different aromatic spices inside. And that the Gemara says, Meditani bar kapar, from the fact that bar kapar had taught us that kunditin ki yain, that kunditin has halacha like wine for all its halachas. So hadamra, from there you could see that yetzim yain kunditin, you can fulfill your chiv not only with regular wine, but even with spiced up wine of yain kunditin. Now the Gemara asks, Ma'u lotzes b'yayin mezugin? What's the halacha with fulfilling your chiyuv with diluted wine? And the question is, since in the beginning of the last parak in Masechtas Pesachim and Talmud Yerushalmi, they give the reasonings for the dalet kaisis. Now according to one opinion, the dalet kaisis correlate to the four cups that are mentioned by the dream, which was there were two people that had the dream with Yosef in jail. And regarding the one that was going to pour the drink for Parai, he says, and they took my grape and they squeezed it into the cup of Parai. Now there, those cups were not diluted because we see that he was taking the grapes and pouring it right into the cup. Therefore, here when we instituted the dalet kaisis of the Seder night, maybe we need it to be also that it shouldn't be diluted. Or maybe the Gemara's question is, there's another opinion mentioned over there, that it's connected to a different four cups of wine, which says kachas kaisayayin, and therefore it would be like other wine, which it is kosher when it's diluted. So that was the Gemara's question, which opinion do we go like? And that the Gemara says, Medetan Reb Chiya from the Fet, Reb Chiya taught us, Arba kaisa sha'amr, the four cups of wine that we have by Seder night, you can fulfill your chiv, whether it's undiluted or diluted, which are like both reasonings. They're both valid. And therefore, you could do it either one. However, at least it has to have at least the taste, which that is being said in respect to undiluted wine. Since it's very strong, sometimes it doesn't have the taste of wine. So even if it's chai, it's undiluted, but at least it has to have the taste. Also has to have the look of wine. And that's said in respect to diluted wine, because sometimes since it gets so diluted, it loses the color of wine. So yes, you could do either chai or mazik, but it has to have at least the taste and the look of wine. So related to this, Amr B'Yirmiyah, he says, however, mitzvah lots is b'yayin adam. The mitzvah is, like full-fledged wine, that it should be red wine. Shanema, like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, al tera yayin ki is adam. Don't look at wine because it's red. So we see that the references of wine, when it's chashev and it's enticing, is red wine, and therefore, by the Seder night, one should drink red wine. So the Gemara Tani, we learned that mevushel kimetovel, that cooked wine is like spiced wine. Now, related to this, the Gemara says, ma'o lots is b'yayin mevushel. So what's the halacha? Can you fulfill your chiv on the Seder night with mevushel wine, that was cooked wine? Rabbi Yehuda says, yeitzim b'yayin mevushel. You could fulfill your chiv with cooked wine. As we said, that's the same thing as metovel, as spiced wine, which spiced wine is a reference to kanditin, which also changed from what it was. And still we learned before that you could fulfill your chiv with kanditin because it's chashim. So too, cooked wine, although it changed from what it was, however, it's still chashim, and therefore you can fulfill your chiv on the Seder night with mevushel wine, with cooked wine. That the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own opinion, and that is because the Rabbi Yehuda can have a shasi arba kasi de pischa. When he would drink the four cups of wine on the Seder night, have a chazik resha ad chaga. He would have a headache up until Sukkot. And therefore, he preferred cooked wine. That is, although we're talking about what's mochashev, he preferred cooked wine because it's not so strong. And so too for kanditin, it's not so strong. And therefore, that was according to his own opinion. That is, he said that to the contrary, mochashev is mevushel because then I don't have that headache up until Sukkot. Now, related to this, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to drink this wine because getting drunk would hurt his head up until Sukkot, says Chamisei Chada Matronisa. There was a certain noblewoman that once saw him, that Apa Nehirin, that his face was shiny. So she said, Saba, old man, Chada Mahani Tlas Mil Nisbach. It must be that one of these three things applied must be true about you. Either you're somebody that drank wine, and like the Pasuk says, that wine rejoices the heart of man, therefore that's why you're so happy and your face is shining. Or you're someone that lends money with interest, and that's why you're so happy with your job, because night and day you're making money, you don't have to do anything because your money is making money for you. Or it must be that you bring up swine, and which makes a lot of money, and it's also very easy, and therefore must be that one of these three things are true about you, and that's why you're so happy. Samallah, he said to her, Tipach Rucha Dahitza, that this woman should blow up, because the Chadim Me'ilan Talas Milya Lesbi, it's not true. None of these three things are true about me. And that is because I definitely didn't drink wine, because becoming intoxicated, he couldn't, because as we said before, it would be harmful for him. Four cups of wine of the Seder night would hurt his head up until Sukkot. And lending with ribbis and bringing up Chazerim are forbidden for a Jewish person to do. So what's the reason why his face was shining? It's my teachings, my learning that's found by me. As it says in the Pasuk in Koheles, Chachmas Adam, the wisdom of a person, Tarapanav lights up his face. And this relates to these three different components. Because Torah is compared to wine, which it says in the Pasuk, V'shasu b'yein masachti, which is a reference to Torah. Now that makes a person besimcha, rejoices, as it says that Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Misamchi Leif, that it makes the commandments of Hashem are upright, that they make a person's heart rejoice. It also expands a person's thought, but that it makes him like a mayan hamezgaber, like a well that continuously has a flow coming into it through the expansion of Chidushi Torah.
as it says in the pasuk, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, and it also creates an einik on Hashem with the pleasure, the einik of Torah, which, as it's known, that the word nega is the component that's the opposite of that. Is the oinig of Torah, which is opposite of the nega. Those are the three components of simcha, harvacha, sadas, and of oinig, and that's why his face was shining. Similarly, the Gemara says, Rebavo asa l'tveria. Rebavo came to Tveria. Chamoini talmudid Rabbi Yechon api naharin. So the students of Rabbi Yechon saw that Rebavo's face was shining. So Amr talmud Rabbi Yechon. So the students said, Rabbi Yechon, Ashkech Rebavo sima. Rebavo found the treasure. We see his face shining, must be he found the treasure. So Asli Kabei, so he came to Rabbi Yechon, came to Rebavo. Amalei, so he said to him, Maya Raisa Chadut Hashamet. What's a new piece of Torah that you just heard? So Amalei, Tesefta Atika. An old Tesefta that's not found. He was rejoicing like finding a huge treasure, as it says in the Pasuk, Kol Chafatzim Leishvah, there's nothing that equals the pleasure of Torah. And that's why he's so happy. So Karla, he said regarding him, nothing to do that he found the treasure. Chachmas Adam Tarpanab. The wisdom of a person lights up his face. He was happy because of this new Torah that he found, not because he found the treasure. Now the Gemara returns to the discussion that we were talking about before of the Shira of a Revius. So Amr B'chan says, Luga Dei Raisa, the Shira of a Lug, Min HaTorah, which is used to then estimate the Shira of a Revius, which the Revius literally means a quarter, which a quarter of a leg, which is the share of Kreshal Brachas that we use, is one pshat the Gemara says, you can figure it out with Temunsa Atika, an old measurement of Temunsa, which they would measure in, the Muryasa de Tzipuri, that they would measure the Muryasa in Tzipuri, that is how a person would know the share of Revias, because he'll know the Loig Min HaTorah through, that's the same measurement as the Temunsa that was, the old Temunsa that was used in Tzipuri. So Amr B'yayna says, he says, I remember the base Ribyanai by the house of the Ribyanai have Mechilim Badvash, that they would measure honey with that. And I remember that old measurement that in Tzipori that they used this as Temunsa, which that is the shear of a loig. And you know then a quarter of that is going to be the shear of a Revias. Second shot the Gemara brings, Tani, we learned a second way to know the shear of a Revias that is in the Torah from the common measuring tools that they had, was Chatzi Shminis Tavernis, and we continue on to the top of Tesman Av, Hayashana. In other words, a half of an eighth, which was an old measurement that they used in Tveria, that is the same shear as the Revias Min HaTorah. So on that, related to that, Amr Yechon says, Hadin Didanhu, that is really the same one that we use today. It's not just the old ones that had that, it's the same as the shear of Revias. Ours that we use today is also the same. So on that, the Gemara asks, if so, V'lama Kar Le'atika, why do they call it the old one, min begin to have b'yami, if it's the same one that they use today? So then the Gemara has two pshatim, why they called it the old one, if they still had that same measuring tool today, that you could know that this is the Revias, and you have to find one, some ancient one, to figure out what's the Shir Revias from that Torah, because we had two pshatim so far. We had either that old Temunsa, which is a loig, and take a quarter of that, that's the Shir Revias, or we're taking this Chatzi Shminis of the old measuring tool of Tveria. Now we're asking, why do you have to take the old one, take a new one? So Isdar, I mean, those that say, to have a Zeira Virabsa, that it was small, that shear of that old Tveria measuring tool, then Virabsa, it got larger. Now, since it got larger, that wasn't the shear of Revias. Up until the days of Rabbi Yechonon, where then again it became back to the same size that it used to be, that's what Rabbi Yechonon was saying, like the olden days, not in the time in between, when they got bigger, if you want to know the shear of Revias, it's like how it was, as it used to be, which it happens to be, it's the same as it is today. This, I mean, there are those that say that after that it got larger, the Azira, so it was small, it got larger, then it got back small again. However, it didn't become as small as it used to be, even in the days of Rabbi Yechonon. So although Rabbi Yechonon was saying that's the same one we have today, but wasn't exactly, didn't come back yet to exactly how it used to be, and that's why they referenced it as the old one, because it still wasn't exactly as it was to be the exact share of the Revias, so although it is similar as it is today, but it wasn't exact, and therefore they said the old one that was in Tveria.